Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, hello. Hey, hello, 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 and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Mystique's West Hour, heard live here on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Ray Frazier, and if you're a first-time listener to the Mystique's West Hour, we are a metaphysical news magazine. Now, that means we're going to talk about a lot of things that other shows won't talk about, such as UFOs, hauntings, near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, and the like, and we're going to take many psychic readings. We're going to offer many psychic readings to our callers from anywhere around the world who can get to us. If you'd like to get a free mini psychic reading, call us up here at Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378, and I'll be happy to give you a free mini psychic reading. Now, Mystique's West is a full-service metaphysical center. We're located at 3656 Ford Road in Westland. That's right at the corner of Ford Road and Central City Parkway, about halfway between Wayne Road and Newburgh Road. We offer psychic readings. We offer classes. And every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, that's tonight, we have a public seance. Everybody that shows up for the seance has an opportunity to invite in someone that they'd like to speak to. And then there's several spirit mediums working the seance who'll be able to get in touch and make contact with you. We also do phone readings. So if you are too far away to come into the store, you can call us up at our toll-free number, 1-888-367-8653. That spells 1-888-4-TOLD, F-O-R-T-O-L-D. And we'll be happy to give you a reading on the phone. Also, we do home parties, corporate parties, all different kinds of parties, and we have very special rates for very large groups. So give us a call. That toll-free number again is 888-367-8653. And if you happen to be in the Westland area, our local number is 734-729-8019. There's a lot going on in our world today, and it's one of the things which kind of makes you take a look at your life and to try and figure out, you know, what you're doing here, what purpose you have here. And, of course, when you think about it, everybody has a unique purpose for being on the planet Earth. But when you look around our world with the more than 6 billion people that inhabit the Earth, there's so many diverse ideologies that things just really turn out to be unique for each individual. The difficult thing is that sometimes a person's personality, identity, goals, ambitions, etc., conflict with other people. Now, for some reason, somehow, we have gotten the idea that if we have an idea, that our idea is the only valid idea on the planet, and that everybody has to follow our belief or our ideals or they're off base. And what has happened is we are killing millions of people over the last several decades in the name of religion. Now, is religion the sole cause of it? No. The other problem that we face is ego. Everybody wants to be powerful. Everybody wants to be in control. Everybody wants to be in charge. And, of course, when you're in charge, you get people to do the things for you that you want them to do, whether they want to do them or not. Now, our society is abundant in wonderful things. We have all the technology that we can use at the time. Our food, though being tainted by Monsanto, is generally healthy for us. We have virtually clean air to breathe, which is a good thing. We live in a society in the United States which is safe, pretty much, if you stay in your neighborhood. But the one thing that's missing is spirituality. Certainly religion and spirituality are not the same thing. I'm sure each of us knows someone who is very religious, but who lacks no sp- spiritual vibration energy. And what that means is that when they come in conflict with things that don't agree with them, they tend to oppose it. They tend to stand up against it, and they tend to criticize it. And that's what's happening all over the world. You know, there's more than 6,000 religions in our world today, and each of them have their own basic tenets. And each person who practices that religion believes that they worship the only true God, that theirs is the only true religion, their only true ideal, and that if other people don't believe as they do, they should be exterminated. Think what's happening in the Middle East. Now, everybody, if you look at the news media, and of course the news media has a particular lean in the way that they look at things, is criticizing Israel because Israel is defending itself. If you look at the opposition, Hamas has sent thousands of missiles into Israel, not targeting military targets or anything like that, but just killing anybody they can kill, because it's their philosophy that the Israelites, the Jews, should be exterminated. So the people in Israel, what should they do? Should they just stand by and let themselves be exterminated? No. They stand up and defend themselves. And because they're very good at defending themselves, they get criticized. What's lacking for both of those countries is spirituality. There's nobody out there that says, hey, why don't you guys sit down and, you know, take a spiritual look at what you're doing, because each of them believe that they worship a different God. And each believe that their God is the right God. And I think it's insane that we go through this society that we live in and have so many things that are blessings to us, and yet we have to fear when we leave our homes because there's some person out there who may have a gun and want to take away the things that you have. It's also very dangerous to, walking the streets downtown at night. I happened to be in New York a week or so ago, and I mean, it was insanely busy. There were, you know, thousands of people everywhere walking around, shoulder to shoulder, bumper to bumper, taxi drivers and things that were, going up and down the streets, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, that to me is a sign that, you know, it's a very busy place. But yet, was it safe to go out at night? Most people felt not. That's kind of the thing that we're looking forward here to, is that we want to get a society that's safe, that is non-problematic with, you know, other people, and who have spiritual intentions, not physical, ego, or monetary intentions. So if you're listening to us here on the Seeks West Hour, you can give us a call and get a free mini psychic reading at 646-378-0378. That's 378-0378. Now, we're talking just a second ago about, you know, the safety and the thing and the things that are going on in our world. If you look at, you know, the Ebola virus that's been breaking out in Africa, think of how long that is going to go on before they're able to eradicate it, if indeed they will. That seems to be something which is a big challenge for people, because certainly there's, you know, a lot of things going on in our world that, you know, medicine can't solve. So looks like I may be having a little bit of problem.
It looks like we've lost Ray, so we're just going to give him the opportunity to call back in and come back onto the show. So we're just going to wait a couple minutes for him to call back into studio. Thank you so much for listening today. If you are listening, you're listening with the Mystiques West Hour, your hour of information about national news, metaphysical news. And if you are interested in calling in for a free mini psychic reading, please give us a call. And it looks like our host is back.
Hello, hello, hello. Well, the great minds that design the technology that we use, sometimes there's a glitch in there. But anyway, I would like to invite you to give us a call for a free mini-psychic reading at 646-378-0378. Also, if you have an opinion on what you think the world needs to make it a better place, this is a good forum to express that, because we are heard worldwide, and it's on the Internet, and certainly if you call us up, we'll be happy to give you a free mini-psychic reading. Your opinion is very valuable to us. A couple things that we would like you to know about Mystiques West, that's our metaphysical center, is that we are a full-service metaphysical center. That means we do psychic readings, we sell some merchandise, and we have classes. Monday night at 7 o'clock, one of our workers, Roger Little, hosts a class on the Metaphysical Discussion Forum. And what this is an open forum where people can come in and talk about anything that they want to talk about, be it UFOs, technical electronics, time travel, anything that you can possibly imagine. And Roger has some experience in that. You also share in the information that you get from the other people in the group. Now, if you have a topic or a question, you can come on in and sit right down and bring your topic up, and everybody will hash it around, and you'll get a lot of people's opinions. There's a great many people with a great deal of experience that are part of the group. And, of course, you'll get Roger's lifetime of experience adding information as well. It's a fun group. It meets at 7 o'clock. It's $5. On Friday, we have a guided meditation with Tony O'Kerlick. Tony's been with me longer than I can remember. I can't remember when she started with us, but it's been a very long time. And she leads a guided meditation at 7:30. Again, that's only $5. And if you want to get in touch with your inner self, if you want to learn how to go deeper into your thought processes, to work deeper into touching into your spirituality, Tony's group is a good place to start, because she'll take you where you want to go. She doesn't try and impose any thought processes on you, and that's a really good thing to have happen. Also on Wednesday, and this is our premium event during the week, on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we have a public seance session. Now, this means that everybody that comes in has an opportunity to invite in somebody that they would like to speak with, and then the spirit medium, usually myself, Roger, my wife Michelle, sometimes Lee, one of our workers, is there, and we will give you the information that we receive. Occasionally, if we're fortunate, my son Jacob will also join us, and he's a very good spirit medium as well, and so have a chance to get a lot of information from spirit world. That's only $10. So it's 7 o'clock Wednesday night. We're going to be there tonight. Last week, we almost had to close the doors. We had 25 people, and we can't fit too many more than that into the store. We probably could have squeezed a couple more in there edgewise, but, it just makes, it kind of crowded, and it takes a little longer to get through the session. But if you really want to get in touch with someone in the spirit realm, someone who passed away, friend, family, member, whatever, that's a good place to come and do that. A couple other things that are going on today. I noticed on the news this morning when I woke up, the politicos have had their primary election. And, it's at a stage now where, the concept of politics, again, is completely devoid of spirituality. Our government leaders are imposing ideas and feelings on us that, they don't allow themselves to take part in. The health care is one. We have to be participants in it, but they do not. And simply because they said they do not. We don't get a vote in what they have to do, but we have to do what they tell us we have to do. I noticed today that they spent a lot of time talking about the potential background of the people who are, running for office or who may have succeeded through the primaries. But the difficult thing is that these are the same people who have helped get this country in the situation that it's in. And we're over our boot tops in debt, enough debt that we will not be able to ever pay it off, and certainly not in my lifetime or my children's lifetimes, unless something miraculous happens. And what they want is more of the same. And I think it's really time for a change. metaphysical community really isn't a lot different than our social society. If you think about it, one of the things that I notice, and I occasionally visit psychic fairs and things like that, I used to be an avid participant, and MSC Quest used to host very large psychic fairs, is that many of the readers really, they don't have any experience. They also don't have any scruples. That's not saying everyone, so please don't misunderstand. But you have to be careful about who you pick to be your intuitive reader, because of the fact that some of the people out there are simply in it to make money. Now, I actually have a client who works for a television or a telephone psychic network. She says that she does her laundry and she watches television and she plays computer games and things like that while she's giving psychic readings to people. Think about that for a moment. Do you want someone who is playing a computer game trying to tell you what's going to happen in the important events in your life? No, you don't. That's why if you have a good reader, wherever they're at, and you feel comfortable in the fact that they are being honest, integrous, that they're sincerely trying to help you, and, most importantly, that some of the things that they tell you are going to happen actually happen, then you want to stay with them. Be very wary of people who ask you for money. If someone was to say, well, you know, you have been cursed by, you know, the ancient gods and your family is, you know, going to be in this difficult financial situation for, you know, five more generations unless you pay me, you know, $5,000 to get rid of the curse, then you're probably dealing with the wrong person. And we have many people like that come into the Seeks West, and, of course, you know, our first responsibility is to reassure them that there's nothing from their past or whatever that is going to haunt them or you know, put a hex on them. That's another thing. And, you know, you may be watching by my spirit guide for the future because I promised Penny that I would be writing an article on her on curses and hexes. And you cannot be hexed or cursed. We have so many people come in that said they went to see a reader who told them that their family was cursed for some ancient trivia that they supposedly did. And, of course, that's not fair to the person who's told that, but it certainly I don't understand why the person who is given the reading would tell them that. And so we have to fix those kinds of things. But you just need to be very careful when you're out there. And no matter what a reader tells you, you want to take it with a grain of salt. The reason being is no matter how good your spiritual intuitions are, it is not like watching HBO. Okay, there is no certainty that what the reader is giving you is going to be fact. And so you want to take it kind of as a guidepost, as a marker that says, okay, this is a point where they said that something was going to happen around the end of August. Well, it's around the end of August. Let me look around for signs that might indicate that what they said was going to happen will happen. But one thing to remember is you are always, always, 100% of the time, in charge, and that you have the way to actually decide whether or not the message that you receive from a counselor is going to come true or not. At Meseeks, we've been in business more than 21 years. I've been a professional intuitive for more than 40. And I hire only, you know, highly qualified people. And so you can pretty much, you know, rest assured that if you come to Meseeks West, you're going to get a good reading. And that, you know, whether it's on our daily reading session or whether you come on our seance, everybody that works there is going to be very sincere. And I'm fortunate enough to have a beautiful family where my wife and son are both intuitives. And so they often come and help me at seance. And, of course, Michelle works with Meseeks West appointments, and she's a very, very talented reader. And certainly if you have ever had a reading from her, you'd be very, very pleased with the outcome that you get. Now, if you want to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, give us a call here at the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio on the Meseeks West Hour at 646-378-0378. I'll be able to get you right in for a free mini psychic reading. You know, one of the things that we face today in our society is food that's been contaminated with pesticides. The pesticides are so invasive that even a nursing mother who watches her diet very carefully will have pesticides in her breast milk. And so it's very important that we are very conscientious about the food that we put in our bodies. I think back to the 50s when my mother had cancer. I had never heard of the word cancer, and no one else in my family had heard of the word cancer. We'd never known anyone that had cancer. But today, almost every family is touched by it in some way or another. Now, I'm a personal believer that, you know, it's what you put in your body that causes your body to react. And certainly if you're putting contaminated food in your mouth, it's going to contaminate your body. You have to understand that the pesticides that Monsanto and some of the other companies are putting in our seeds, et cetera, are designed to kill things. And so if they are going in your body, I don't think that they're going to be like a health food drink for you. I think it would be something that would be very, very harmful to you. Happened to go to a new restaurant. It's called 275. It's on Ann Arbor Road, just east of Plymouth. It's an organic restaurant just east of I-275 in Plymouth. The food there was absolutely excellent. The restaurant is 275. It's on Ann Arbor Road, just east of I-275. Their food was absolutely excellent there. We actually had some lobster mac and cheese and a lobster BLT. Now, if you've never treated yourself to anything wonderful like that, and it's reasonably priced. You need to go there because the food was outstanding, and we're hopefully going to be going back. They're having a grand opening week this week, and so you may want to get over there and go in and enjoy yourself because the food was absolutely stellar. The service was good, and the restaurant was very, very clean. If you're cooking for yourself, you might want to visit our friend Gary at Pure Pastures. Now, Pure Pastures is an organic store. He has two stores, one at 1192 Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth, and then one at 6870 North Telegraph in Dearborn Heights, or that could be Redford, I'm not positive, but it's right down there just south of Warren Avenue on Telegraph. And everything that Gary sells is purely 100% organic, all his meats, all his eggs, his produce is all organic, and his prices are extremely reasonable. Many people are afraid to try organic because they think it's going to be so expensive and things like that. Well, let me tell you, Gary is a guy that, you know, if you go and get chicken breasts from Gary or you go and get ground pork or ground beef or ham or a turkey, anything from him, he knows the local farmers, and the food that he's going to sell you is going to be food that will be extremely healthy for you, and it will also be food that you can be rest assured has no unusual, you know, chemicals or things in it. It'll be food which you can digest, and your body will be happy. It was a couple of years ago that Michelle and I and Jacob decided that we were going to do as much organic as we could. I want to tell you, it sure makes you feel better when you're eating organic food. And you can get that at Pure Pastures, again, at 1192 Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth, or at 6870 North Telegraph. I believe that's in Redford. So give us a call if you need more information about that at Mystique's West. We'll be happy to help you out. Our local number is 734-729-8019. I'm still waiting for a few people to call in and get mini psychic readings. We've got some time left here. So if you'd like to get a free mini psychic reading, call us up at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. Now, I know I have some people out there that are involved in theater groups around. I have mothers who have children in theater groups, and I have actors and actresses who are part of different theater organizations around. And a couple of weeks ago, I had a very unique experience in that one of the plays, which I was involved in, a play called Geezer Game, got selected to be performed at a New York theater festival. Now, the interesting thing about this was we didn't have any real guidelines on what to expect. But we got invited to go to New York and perform this play off Broadway. Well, New York City, of course, is New York City, and it's just it's a hubbub of busyness and people and taxi cabs and horns blowing and sirens going all the time and wall-to-wall people. It was just really quite an experience to go there. The theater itself, we anticipated, you know, not having ever been involved in anything like this, was very much like we thought it might be like doing the Fisher or, you know, the Opera House or something along those lines. Well, contraire. We had a rude awakening when we got to New York because the theater was actually an office type of building. There were five theaters in the building, three of which sat 75 or less people and two which sat over more than 100. When we got there, it was just chaos because all the theaters were active at the same time. There's really no partitions or anything between the theaters. They're in different rooms, but, you know, if someone is singing a very loud song in the next theater, you can hear it in your theater, et cetera, et cetera. We were kind of surprised because we didn't have great sellouts like we had anticipated. The show when it played in Canton at the Village Theater had great attendance. But when we were in New York, there were only a few people that actually came to the show. And, of course, we were a little bit depressed by the fact that, you know, it wasn't being more well attended. Well, after a couple of shows where, you know, we had sparse audiences, we asked the guy that owned the theater, you know, what's going on, you know? And he said, well, this is not a public-style theater where anybody can go to perform the plays. This is a theater where you have people come in to evaluate your plays or to evaluate an actor or actresses. He said, nobody rehearses here. There are no plays that are brought out of here. You have a play, you have an actor or actress, and you call me and I come and evaluate you to see if you're good enough to come here. Then you come here and you're seen by the powers that be. So it's not how many, it's who. And so after that, we had a really good time. It was quite an experience to go through. I think everybody that's involved in theater should do that at least once. But it was one of the things where, you know, you look back in your life and say, yeah, I did that. Would I do it again? Well, that's another story. Who knows what I would do if I had an opportunity again. You know, New York's a big city, and there's a lot of things, you know, to do there in addition to doing the theater, and so it might be a fun thing to do, but I'm not so sure that given the opportunity, I might go through all the hassle it took me to get there and get back. So if you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, give us a call here on the air at Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio on the Mystique's West Hour at 646-378-0378. Now, one of the things that people often ask about Mystique's West is, you know, how long have you been in business? Well, Mystique's West has been in business for more than 20 years. And during the 20 years, we've been on a growth cycle. We've been in a couple of different locations, been in our present location on Ford Road now for about 19 years. We're having a really good time being there. We got a lot of customers to know where we are, and we got great neighbors in Jimmy John's, the sandwich place. But we also have had some wonderful experiences. I hosted a radio show on WPON, which was a radio station in Pontiac way back in the day, and I had a 7-year run there. And then we had a television show, local access television show, for a couple of years, which we enjoyed that a great deal. We have been fortunate enough to be selected to do the national Houdini seances for the last 4 years that the Houdini seances were held. We held them in Detroit and Las Vegas. And matter of fact, we even went on and we had a couple after Sid Radner, the coordinator of the Houdini seances, passed away. But we've done many, many investigations with police organizations. We've done many ghost busting situations, and we've helped a lot of people through our spiritual counseling and home cleansing and things like that. Now, one thing which is up and coming, the Renaissance Festival, which comes to Holly during the month of August and September. Mystiques West is going to be at Renaissance Festival. Our on-the-road group is known as the Kilted Readers. Kilted's in Scotland. And we will have our tent down in the Valley of the Aberdare, which is kind of at the far end of the Renaissance Park. You'll see us. We'll have a beautiful tent there. And if you want to get a reading, you can come on in. We have special festival rates. But we'll be there August 23rd and 24th at the Michigan Renaissance Festival, also September 13th and 14th at the Michigan Renaissance Festival. And we'll be down in the Valley of the Aberdare. We'll be there from the time it opens until the time it closes. And the thing is that we'll be there, and we hope to see you come out and visit us. Jacob will be there, Michelle will be there, and I'll be there, and we'll be doing some readings. I want to give a little plug to a friend of ours, Jeff Underhill. Jeff Underhill is the owner of Underhill Pavilions. And if you need a tent of any kind, Jeff Underhill is the guy that you should call. He's a fellow that has that he can make any kind of tent you want. He specializes in pavilion-style tents. And his work is, we've seen his work at different festivals around. His work is absolutely the best that you can get. So if you're interested in any kind of a tent or any kind of a pavilion, give Jeff Underhill a call at 540-250-5288. That's Jeff Underhill at Underhill Pavilions at 540-250-5288. And tell him that you heard about him from Mystiques West. I mentioned the Renaissance Festival, and this last weekend we had a very unique experience being able to participate in the Renaissance Festival kickoff, which was held at Eastern Market. Now, if you can imagine, you know, a couple thousand people crammed into one of the pavilions down there, all singing and dancing and playing music and just having a wonderful time. That's what our Sunday was like. It was a very, very great day. And as I told Michelle, you know, you pay a lot of money to go someplace and have that type of enjoyment as far as, you know, recreation and things like there was just a lot of beautiful music there that was going on. And it was a wonderful thing to be part of, and we were really happy that we were invited to be part of it because it was such a unique experience. And it was a preparation to get people in the mood to come to Renaissance Festival. And, of course, you know, that's going to start here at the middle of August, and we were certainly hoping that you would be coming out. If you like to dress up, it's a fun thing to do. You can come out and dress up in your period costumes. Or if you just want to come and hang out, the food's great. You got to get yourself a roasted turkey leg and yada, 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 yada. It's all just a really good time to come and enjoy yourself. You can spend the whole day. Would recommend that you get there early so that you have an opportunity to see the whole fair and to see all the shows that they have out there. They have a great many shows, Washing Well Winches. They have Dead Bob. If you've never seen Dead Bob before, Dead Bob is an experience that you'd have you know, only once in your life, so to speak, because he's really, really unique, but he is funny, and so you want to go see him. And then there's a lot of things for the children to do. There's a Queen's Supper, which you can have. There's a tea. All kinds of wonderful things that you can do at Michigan Renaissance Festival. And so we'd sure invite you to come on out and, you know, join us at the festival and have a good time, you know. But the important thing is, it sounds like it's going to be a great year this year. They've got some new events. And, of course, we're going to be out there with our new tent. So you want to come out and see us down in the Valley of the Aberdare at the Michigan Renaissance Festival. Again, we're going to be there August 23rd and 24th and September 13th and 14th. So, currently about 25 minutes before the hour, I am got some open lines here waiting to take some calls for some free mini readings. So if you'd like to get in line for a free mini reading, call us up here at the Mystique's West Hour at 646-378-0378, and we'll be able to help you with some issues or circumstances that you're going on in your world. So, one of the things that people always ask us is, when we have our seance, how do we know that we're talking to the right people? Well, you know, the spirit world is not so unlike what we have here in this world. It just seems like people are uncertain as to, you know, whether or not what we're doing is real or not. And, of course, we always tell people that, you know, the time, the situation involving spirit contact is at the behest of spirit, meaning that spirit is the person who calls the shots as to whether or not they're going to make contact with us. And some of the information that they give us is information that certainly when we get the information, we're not 100% sure where it comes from. But we do know that when the information is given to the people in seance, that the people themselves will be able to identify who that person is and what they were intending to come through with. We find that many times the information that we'll give them on Wednesday night may be something that they won't be able to verify for a couple of days, and they may have to talk to another family member in order to make it clear. And so that's kind of the situation that we face, is that we just give out the information that we receive, and you could call for your Uncle Charlie and your Aunt Helen would show up. Somebody new would come in, and they would give you information that, you know, maybe important to you, but certainly you should be able to identify who they are once you've made your call. And so that's kind of an interesting thing. We had a friend on not too long ago who talked about UFOs, and people always ask me if I believe in UFOs. I've got a picture of a large ET in my reading booth, and certainly the feeling I have is that I believe that extraterrestrials certainly are among us. I think they have been for some period of time. And certainly they are people who have had a great deal of influence in our lives and in our world and in our technology. And certainly that's nothing to, you know, be bewildered by. It seems to be something that is, you know, best, if you want to call it that, for people just to accept and understand and recognize that if they were really intent on hurting us, they would certainly be able to do that. But they're not doing that. They're more studying us and finding out what goes on in our mind. Now, if they can come up with something to figure out why in the world it's necessary for us to kill each other over different thoughts and different feelings, well, I'd like them to make that public. That would be something that would be really, really beneficial if we could figure out what it is that we're doing that is causing us to hate our brothers, to kill our brothers, to starve our brothers over simple thoughts, simple beliefs, simple differences of opinion. You know, it just seems like there's a great deal of problem with, you know, communications on our planet. And, of course, nobody is tolerant. Everybody wants their own way. And, of course, in a society where a species where you have over 6 billion people, you know, certainly you're not going to be able to, you know, have everybody thinking along the same levels. And so that's a very challenging thing for us to deal with. Someone's asked me if I believe that spirit guides actually answer our prayers and our requests. And you know, there's not a lot of things that when I talk about doing intuitive readings and things that I say the word promise about. Again, as I mentioned earlier, because it really is not like watching HBO. Sometimes it's very fuzzy and sometimes the messages are not clear. Possibly due to the atmosphere, possibly due to our communications link. But the one thing which I do say promise on is the fact that your spirit guides will hear and will convey or answer your prayers. They hear every single thought that you have, and they are there to help you. You'll have five or six spirit guides. Don't listen to Sylvia Brown or some of the others who tell you that you only have one. Each of the guides will be a specialist in some aspect of your life personality. They have a guide that will help you with your money, a guide that will help you with your career, a guide that will help you with relationships. And each of these guides has a specialty that they will work with you during your difficult times or during your questioning times. Now, the interesting thing about it is that these are people generally who have lived here on the earth plane, who have made it through and gone home, and that have decided that they want to spend the time helping others. And so because of the nature of their spiritual energy, they chose you. And their spiritual energy and your spiritual energy is very similar, and so they were attracted to you by one of the natural laws of the universe called the law of attraction. And during the law of attraction, people of similar vibrations are going to be drawn together so that they can help each other out. And, of course, nothing that you can do will chase your spirit guides away because they know how difficult it is to live here. And we find that many spirit guides, guides that we call astral guides, may have chosen not to live here at all, that they might not have come into the physical world because the physical existence is a very difficult existence to live in. And so when you sit down and say your prayers or your affirmations, I promise you that they will hear you. I also promise you that they will answer you. And so you need to establish a regular sitting relationship where you're sitting with them on a regular basis, sitting in the quiet and talking to them just as I'm speaking with you. But at the end of your conversation where you put out your thoughts and your energies, you want to sit quietly and listen to their response. Now, I'd normally suggest that you sit for 5 or 10 minutes until you hear a response, but you'll hear it either in your physical ear as you're hearing my words right now, or you'll hear it in your spiritual ear inside your mind, and you'll know that it's them that's answering you. And then you can trust that advice to be facts and trust the advice that's going to be helpful for you. About 17 minutes before the hour, you're listening to the Mystique's West Hour here on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. If you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, you can call me up at 646-378-0378. That's 378-0378. 646-378-0378. I'll be happy to give you a free mini psychic reading. You still have some time left, so you want to get in line if you'd like to get a call. There was a show out not too long ago called The Secret. And The Secret was a show, a movie actually, that talked about how important it was to set intentions. Well, spiritual people have known for hundreds of years that you can set intentions of how you want things to be in your life. Now, setting an intention is a visualization of how you would like your life to be. That means that if you wish to have more money, then you should set an intention by visualizing what your life would be like if you had more money. Now, of course, The Secret went worldwide, and it was really famous and all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't anything new to spiritual people, because spiritual people know that by setting intentions, establishing your communication with the higher side of life, that you can make things manifest within your own life. How do you do that? Well, let's just say that your goal would be perhaps to win the lottery. And of course, I think everybody has a goal of that. You know, we'd all like to be, you know, insanely rich so that we didn't have to worry about paying bills and things like that. But what you would do is, as you sit in your affirmations, and of course, you say, I set an intention that I hope to win the Mega Millions grand prize jackpot. Now, as you go through the setting of your intentions, the second step is what we call visualization. And that means where you actually take a progressive stride as to how your life would be if you actually won the lottery. So you'd say to yourself, okay, my intention is I want to win the lottery. And then as you go into your visualization, you say, okay, it's the morning after I match the numbers and I have the winning ticket. what's the first thing I do? Well, you know, you might want to say, I get up and I call the limo company and make sure I've got a limo ride up to Lansing so I can pick up my check. But then you think about people that you might want to call. And so you make a list of calling people that you would like to know, and you know, make a list of people you wouldn't like to know. And then, of course, you start planning your day. Okay, this limo's going to be here at 10:30. You know, my husband and I are going to ride up to Lansing. We're going to pick up our check. You know, what do we do next? You know, we've got to call a financial advisor. We should call an attorney, And so you go through every single step that you can think of. And just for a short period of time. You don't have to sit there all day and do it. But if you did it for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes each day, you'd be making progress. Now, the next day you get up, and, of course, you've already set your intention. You're back home. You got your check. You have an appointment that day with a financial advisor at 11 o'clock and just kind of carry it on. And I would suggest that you do this every day for a week, actually imagining in your mind and your heart what it would be like if this were actually taking place. And go into as much detail as you can. The more detail you use, the stronger your intention will be set. And certainly that's a time where, you know, things are going to be, you know, the best for you. What I would suggest is if you do it for a week, the next week you start over again. And you go through the same procedure. Now, the funny thing about it is even though you think that you're going to be hitting all the same buttons and coming up with the same ideas, et cetera, et cetera, that's not because you will have certainly a great deal of other information that will come into mind, maybe different things that you want to be doing, et cetera, et cetera. And that seems to be a very important part of, you know, life in general, because your mind will expand. And so will the, you know, the imagery of what you're able to visualize that you're going to be able to do as you go through this process. So it's kind of a fun thing. We call it setting an intention. We do this in our household every day because it's important for you to have, you know, goals and ambitions and to have things that are motivating and inspirational for you. And that's kind of what we want to do with our lives. We want to have things to look forward to. Now, one of the things that the Sikhs West focuses on is spirit contact. Everyone has someone that's passed away into the spirit realms, and of course, you know, it's one of the sad days of our physical world when someone that we love passes away. It's always funny to me anyway, when someone comes on and says, I've lost someone, and I always tell them, well, they're not lost, I know where they're at. But we take life as so much more important, we take birth as so much more important than death, when they're all equal parts of our existence here. And when we are able to bring through a spirit loved one, someone who's in spirit or a friend, what that does is it proves that life continues after the change called death. That's right, there is no death. Oh, death, where is thy pain? Okay, there is no pain. Because most people who pass away, regardless of how they pass away, they're pretty glad to get home. Now, I call the spirit realm home because that's where we came from. We were spirit before we became physical, and when we stop being physical, we will be spiritual again. And so it's kind of like we're on this extended vacation here, and that when the vacation is over, we're going to return home, and that's not a bad thing. The unfortunate thing, though, is people look at this, the death transition, as though someone is going to be out of their life forever and ever. Not true. We can communicate with those in spirit just as simply as we can communicate with those here in the physical form. It's just a matter of kind of getting used to the idea of how you do it. Now, for those of you who are fearful that someone is going into hell, so to speak, let me reassure you that there is no hell. In the 40 years that I've been a spirit medium and the literally thousands of seances that I've conducted, and with all my spirit friends, my other spirit mediums that I know of who have conducted equal numbers of seances, no one has ever come through and said, help me, I'm in hell. Not a single time. Not anybody even close. Most often people, when they come through, they're overjoyous at the fact that they made it home, that they're finally on solid ground, and that they're happy again, and they're healthy again, and they don't have that pain, and they can walk, and they can see, and they can move their arms, and they don't have arthritis. There's so many wonderful blessings in the afterlife that it seems as though when someone passes, we should be happy for them. We should feel blessed that they finally earned the right to go home and to rejoin their family members and friends who preceded them into the higher side of life. And so when someone says, hey, you know, I think my grandpa's going to die, I think my father's going to die, you know, you certainly want to give them condolences, and you certainly want to empathize with their feelings, but rest assured in your heart that when that person goes home, there'll be a grand reunion that takes place in the sky, where the person is reunited with all their family, friends, loved ones, and yes, even their pets. And so the pets that have passed on do go into the spirit world just as humans do. And so you'll have this grand reunion where you're back with everything and everybody that you love. And how bad can that be? That's not a bad thing at all. And so that's what we have to look forward to. It's certainly not anything to be feared, and it certainly is not anything which we should wish that didn't happen, because it is part of our natural existence. Now, we do have a few moments left, so I will just give you our call-in number once again. It's 1-646-378-0378. Give us a call here in the Meseeks West Hour, and I'll be happy to give you a free mini-psychic reading. Earlier I mentioned that Meseeks West is going to be at the Michigan Renaissance Festival. That's right. Our On the Road team is a group known as the Kilted Readers, and that's Michelle, Jacob, and I. We're going to be in the Valley of the Aberdare at the Michigan Renaissance Festival August 23rd and 24th of this year. I think the fair opens at 10 o'clock. You can get in. It closes at 7 o'clock. You'll be busy all day long. There's certainly, we find that when we go as just guests, when we're not vending, that today's too short. We wish they had a couple extra hours to get on to the end, and you know, then we would be very happy to, you know, do some extra things. A couple of people that you want to see the Washing Well Winches. You want to see Dead Bob. He's the funniest. I'll get out. A once-in-a-lifetime experience. And certainly, you want to eat a roasted turkey leg out there, because that's kind of the event that we look forward to. So you get there early and get your turkey leg and get it out of the way so you can enjoy the rest of the day. Now, if you're familiar with the Renaissance Festival grounds, we're actually behind the jousting area. The new area down there, which they call the Valley of Aberdare, is going to be the newest extension. There's a guy that sells all kinds of swords and stuff down there, a pirate cove-like, and he has an auction every day at 4 o'clock, which is a lot of fun, where you can actually win free swords and knives and things like that. But it's a fun place to be. And again, we're going to be there at the Michigan Renaissance Festival. We'll be the Kilted Readers. You won't be able to miss us. We're there August 23rd and 24th and September 13th and 14th. And if you come on in and see us, maybe we'll give you a discount on your reading. We'll be in the Valley of the Aberdare at the Michigan Renaissance Festival August 23rd and 24th and September 13th and 14th. And we'd certainly like to, you know, have you come and join us. One last thing I want to talk about a little bit here, and there's been a lot of movement on it in society these days that, I think it needs to have more movement than it is our genetically modified food. You hear me talk about it a lot, but I am a firm believer that the genetically modified organisms in our food is what really leads to the breakdown of the immune system in the human body and the diseases, the cancer, the other illnesses that come about as our body's organs, our body's defenses are weakened by the poisons that are coming in the food. Now, the important thing about this is that we have the ability to cause Congress to change the rules. Now, of course, everybody knows Monsanto Chemical Company, and Monsanto, of course, has been a very good company for a long time. But unfortunately, they've made most of their recent money by creating genetically modified seeds. Now, these seeds actually create plants, vegetables, etc., which are resistant to pesticides, so that they can't, or resistant to bug infestation, and that the bugs, if they try and eat the plant, the bug will die because it's so filled with this pesticide. Well, that pesticide goes right into the food that is being grown, and there's no way that it can be completely eliminated. There's no way that it can be washed out or peeled off or taken out of the meat of the fruit or the vegetable. And so as we innocently go to Kroger's or Meijer's or Farmer Jack's or anyplace else and buy our food, 73% of all food that is sold in your commercial grocery stores today has genetically modified organisms in it. Now, if you have a family or people that you love, certainly you don't want to have those people eating the food because you're setting a table for a potential disaster in the future as our organs become weakened by the poisons that are infested in their body. And certainly the feeling I have about it is that you will feel much better if you get the genetic organisms out of your food. And so maybe something that if you have a second and you've got a chance to call your congressman or somebody that you call them up and say, hey, next time you take a vote on genetically modified organisms, I'd ask that you reduce the amount of genetically modified chemicals that are offered into any food that we eat. We're a little bit short on time here, so I'll just tell you that we are the Mystique's West Hour. We are sponsored by Mystique's West Metaphysical Center, located in Westland, Michigan. We're at 3356 Ford Road in Westland. That's halfway between Wayne and Newburgh Roads, right at the corner of Central City Parkway and Ford Road. Monday nights, we have our metaphysical discussion forum led by Roger Little, who is a person with a lifetime of experience in the metaphysics. You get to talk about anything that you want to talk about. Wednesday night, tonight, we have a public seance. It starts at 7 o'clock. That's $10 if you want to get in touch with someone who's passed away. This is the time you can come and do that. And then on Friday, we have our guided meditation. And, of course, that is led by Tony O'Kerlick. It starts at 7:30. It's an opportunity for you to deepen your ability to meditate, to get in touch with your inner self, your spiritual self. And many of the people that come to that are very experienced metaphysicians. They have a great deal of experience. And, of course, Tony will personally help you find that path that you need to discover, you know, your inner self. At Mystique's West, we're here to help you. We'll help you get in touch with your friends and loved ones. We'll help you understand events that are happening in your past, present, and future. And, of course, we will also try and help you get in touch with the realities that are part of your life, past, present, and future. Career, money, love, home, travel, all those things are very important to you in your life. And, of course, most importantly, we're there to help you in any way that we can. So give us a call. Our toll-free number is 888-367-8653. If you happen to be in the Westland area, it's 734-729-8019. We want to have you tell your friends about the Mystique's West Hour because we want to be the fastest-growing radio show on the fastest-growing radio station, BodyMindAndSpiritRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll see you next month. Thanks for giving us a call.